about Mary and Martha, there seems to be a story within a story, or actually two stories. On the one hand, we have a story that goes back to the time of Abraham and Sarah, a time when there was radical hospitality. And on the other hand, we have a story of two extremely powerful women, possibly somewhat similar to the women that we might have seen who won the United States World Cup soccer. 2 weeks ago, Mother Catherine preached on the passage from Luke's gospel where the 70 others were sent out and they were told to take no purse, no sandals, no bag. And whenever they entered a home, they were to say peace to this place. Last week, we heard the story of the Good Samaritan. And it is no coincidence, at least in my mind, that today's gospel directly follows these stories. Hospitality seems to be a common thread, and it was a tradition of Old Testament times. It was particularly important as people crossed the desert, as there were few places to stop and get respite. There were no hotels that you could stop and stay in, and there are no restaurants where you could order food or drink. Travelers just presented themselves in a village, and that's how it worked. Hospitality was a critical component of life, and it was something that was necessary for the success of the movement. In the Gospel of Luke, Mary of Bethany lived in first century Bethany, a small town, with her sister Martha and her brother Lazarus. It's clear that Jesus knew this family. Through clues in the text, we can tell that the family must have been a fairly well-to-do family, given the sisters' independent status and their ability to support Jesus' ministry. They seemed to own their own house, and as we have heard in other stories, they were able to provide a separate burial site for their brother, which was somewhat rare and not inexpensive. Along with her siblings, Mary was one of the first to believe in Jesus. Luke recounts this famous story of Jesus having supper at the sister's house, where Martha is concerned with gathering the food and getting it on the table. And she asks Jesus to scold Mary for her apparent lack of concern. This is a notable thing in that Jesus took Mary, actually Mary had sat at his feet while her sister Martha was going around the house trying to get things ready, and Mary was sitting at the feet. And it was notable in this case because Mary was a person who is someone that didn't have that happen. That was what happened to men. Men were allowed to sit at the feet of Jesus. And so for Mary to do this, it was something that was quite unusual and very different culturally, and possibly, maybe even worrisome to Martha, because Martha understood the culture of that time. Additionally, it might have been worrisome and anxiety-producing for Martha to just have multiple guests show at her door and expect to be provided for. Luke's story contrasts the conduct and the character of the two sisters. Both Martha and Mary knew how women should be and what they should do for men in their culture. They understood that men were considered individuals of power, as noted when Martha went to Jesus, asking him to make Mary help her. Rather than addressing her sister, who was sitting right there in the same room with her. Both sisters, though dynamically different from one another, were both devoted to Christ, each desiring to serve and to please him. Martha was practical, anxious, and demonstrative, while Mary was gentle, quiet, retiring, and contemplative. It is Martha who serves, and Mary who outwardly expresses her personal devotion to Christ. Jesus knew that they both loved him. He understood their differences, and the last thing that he wanted was to have any trouble in the family. Rather, he was and is all about people owning their own power and authority and being responsible for it. He's not about encouraging negative competition and promoting divisiveness, as we see in our politics today, but rather providing both word and table. Jesus saw both women for who and what they were. He saw Mary differently and recognized her as someone he respected, someone he could share his teachings with. He recognized and respected Martha, and he was concerned for her flurry and her anxiety-ridden state. Jesus knew that worry has the ability to destroy the power of hospitality, something that Martha was really good at. And therefore, he commented to her when she attempted to triangulate the situation with her sister. What Mary and Martha were both doing was significant. As host and disciples, they were a blessing to others, and they were each able to offer their gifts in their own way. In attempting to understand the Mary and Martha story on a more global level today, it's not only how we act toward one another, but also how we might oppress one another with our privilege and with our power. Jesus lets us know it is not about power. It's about authority. And these are two very different things. We operate out of authority when we do what Jesus did, not putting others down, nor imposing our will on others, but rather empowering. He sets an example for us by not oppressing others should they choose another way. Even though Jesus is lifting up Mary, he is not telling Martha she is wrong. Jesus lets Martha know it's okay to come out of those secure places and use the gifts that God has given her, and that it's also okay to do something different, perhaps even attempting to break the glass ceiling. Some might suggest that Mary was the most important in the story. When we hear the words, "The Lord answered her, 'Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing.' Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." When Jesus explains that the good portion will not be taken away from Mary, he establishes a priority, not an opposition. Mary has tasted the good portion, which is the word of God, and this will not be taken away from them, from any of them. In Luke, protecting the right of women to listen to the word of God is the good portion, even if it is to the detriment of their usual functions. Women are presented as disciples and receivers of the word. In today's world, what comes to mind is equal pay for equal work. I mentioned earlier that we have kind of two stories going on, but I also hear two questions that have been asked of us. When the story of Martha and Mary is read, I have heard people ask, are you more like a Martha or are you more like a Mary? Some of you may never have been asked this question, especially if you are of the opposite gender. But if you bear with me for a moment, this is about a characteristic and not about gender. I also hear the question in respect to hospitality. It's a question that we hear quite often, and it is, how are you doing? For most of us, oftentimes our first response is, I've been busy. I've been really, really busy. And I've had to ask myself, is being busy something of great value? Why do we have a need to be so busy? Is there something wrong with being quiet and contemplative? For me, this isn't an either-or story, or a story about two sisters competing. It isn't about us being either a Martha or a Mary, or being busy or not. It's a story about balance and wholeness. As disciples in Christ, we need balance within our lives and within our community. We don't need bickering and fighting with our siblings or divisiveness and destruction as far as competition goes within our community and the world. We need both Marys and Marthas. We need both the word and the table in order to live our lives as fully as Christ intended for us to live them, so that our joy may be complete. It is in both where we find nourishment. Even though Martha and Mary have remained in Christian memory as mistresses of the house in a domestic community, they were entrusted by Jesus to be ministers of the word and table. Culturally, the fact emerges from the text that only men were considered for the ministry of the word as well as for that of tables. But here we see in this text that both Mary and Martha were encouraged to go out into the world to be ministers of both word and table. These two women chose to serve Jesus in their own unique way and were chosen for us as models, as ones who serve. May we too go out into the world loving and serving the Lord.